Tomorrow in Milwaukee, San Francisco Giant Barry Bonds has a chance to hit his 700th career home run. It's a milestone only two others have achieved, Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. Babe Ruth slugged his 700th home run on July 13, 1934. He was 39 years old then, in his last season as a New York Yankee. It was an away game in Detroit. Ruth hit the ball 480 feet, high over the right field fence. The event was recorded this way. After the historic hit, he yelled, "I want that ball." The young fan who retrieved it got $20. Babe Ruth got the ball back and the record he wanted to reach before retiring. Babe Ruth's 700th homer was appraised in the next day's New York Times as a record that promises to endure for all time. Well, Hammer and Hank Aaron put the lie to that promise nearly four decades later, July 21st, 1973.
Move over.
The 39-year-old outfielder for the Atlanta Braves called it just another day's work, just another number, after he slugged a fastball off of Phillies pitcher Ken Brett for his 700th home run. It sailed way up into the left field seats in a game the Braves would go on to lose to the Phillies. The fan who retrieved that ball was paid $700 silver dollars by the Braves and an Atlanta bank in exchange for turning the ball over to Aaron. Babe Ruth ended his career with 714 home runs. Hank Aaron would have 755 by the time he retired, which brings us to Barry Bonds. 40 years old now, he hit number 699 last night against the Arizona Diamondbacks in Phoenix. Bonds got a high fastball from Mike Koplov that he pummeled 460 feet into the bottom of the scoreboard. Bonds had grown frustrated after being walked repeatedly, and sometimes intentionally, and the fans have been booing pitchers who were keeping Bonds from getting to 700. The Giants manager, Felipe Alou, put it this way, "People living in a capitalist country like this, they want their money's worth. I believe they came to see that guy swing a bat." And when Bonds does hit number 700, the ball could be worth somewhere in the range of $100,000 to $200,000. That's according to David Hunt of Hunt Auctions. As for Barry Bonds' hunt for the all-time record, there's no song celebrating that feat just yet. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.